Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, recording at our studio in the East County Wellness Center in El Cajon. Water is one of the most critical issues facing California as well as places around the world, such as Africa. And I am delighted today to welcome our special guest, Vicki Butcher, the founder and executive director of Water for Children Africa. Vicki, thank you for joining us.
It's a real pleasure, Miriam, especially to talk about my passion, water.
Yes. Now, listeners, you're going to be hearing all about the good works that Water for Children Africa is doing to save lives over there. But you're also going to be hearing about a very special conference called the Africa Trade and Business Conference that is coming up on October 18th right here in San Diego. And among the featured speakers is going to be an expert telling us about a technology for creating drinkable water from air.
Yes, Miriam, and we're so pleased to have a person to join us from Honolulu, Hawaii, that is actually using this type of technology on the island.
Amazing. We're going to hear all about that in just a few moments, and also how it could be applicable right here in drought-stricken California and San Diego as well. But first, Vicki, for listeners who may not be familiar, can you tell us a little bit about Water for Children Africa, what the mission is, and some of the good works you're doing?
Thank you so much for asking. The Water Project was started because 85% of the children that die on the continent of Africa die from diseases directly related to contaminated water. 30,000 children die daily from water-related diseases. And the sad part of this is that they are all preventable by giving safe, sustainable, sanitary drinking water.
So how is Water for Children Africa helping to solve that situation in some of these rural areas?
We partner with the village. We partner with the leadership. We ask them a simple question. How can we help you to get the water that you need? And they do know, and they tell us what we can do. And generally, they're simple, low-tech solutions. And those solutions mean that instead of walking the women, who are really and truly women and girls, beast of burdens, who walk up to three hours a day to get just to get the water that they need in order to have drinking water, water to clean their homes, water to clean their bodies. And we support getting water in the village to alleviate those long distance walks and also to get water that is healthy for their bodies.
So creating infrastructure, things like drilling wells maybe, or building, water piping to bring water in, what do you do?
We actually support them in boring holes, as they call it, or drilling wells. Mm-hmm. And we also help them to buy water catchment tanks to take in to at least 10,000 liters of water, rainwater. People Wonderful. Often ask, how do you fill the tanks? We are blessed that we allow God to fill the tanks.
Marvelous. They have rain over there, unlike here. Huh?
Yes, yes.
Now, it's also important not only simply for drinking water and preventing people from walking these long distances, but also actually saving lives, as you've touched on, preventing waterborne diseases. But in addition to stopping things like, say, typhoid or diphtheria, I understand that sanitation is also important in preventing the spread of Ebola.
Sanitation and hygiene are so important for the health of the continent, for preventing Ebola as well as malaria, as well as diarrhea, and as well as other waterborne illnesses. The thing that Water for Children has found out in the many years that we have been going, we were incorporated in 1993, and we have been going to Africa at least once a year, sometimes more than once a year, in order to work with projects. But we know that water anchors good health, but sanitation and hygiene must partner with water. So we have extended our outreach to building latrines in the schools, mm-hmm. two for the girls, two for the boys, and including a hand washing station, as well as having written a small book on why the children must wash their hand. And we have translated that into 5 languages.
Very good.
Yes, so that the children can see that although they don't see the germs on their hands, it's so important. And the children, in turn, go home and teach their parents that they must wash their hands as well.
You also bring actual medical help there, as I understand, too. Your husband, of course, is a very well-known, prominent physician.
Actually, we have understood that taking just simple over-the-counter medications has been extremely helpful. Last year, we had a student who is in her senior year in pharmacy school. She went with us on our visit, went back into the village, determined what medications the people could use, and went to the clinic, procured them, and took them back into the village.
Very good. Yes. Now, you also bring students locally with you on these trips. Tell us about that.
Yes, we know that in order to solve the many problems that we see, that it will take our future generations. The only way that they will even be vested in dealing with these issues and problems is for them to go and see them. So every trip, we must have students. We've taken students from Granite Hills High School, from Helix mm-hmm. High School, Patrick Henry, and from the various colleges, and we help them to raise the funds that will allow them to pay the cost, because the ticket is really quite expensive.
Yeah.
Prohibits really quite a bit of tourism that people might otherwise find themselves going to the continent.
Yeah, and it's a marvelous and very satisfying experience for the local students. I know I've talked to some people who've done that, and they really found it to be heartwarming. Now, let's talk a little bit about the conference coming up. It's the 18th Annual Africa Trade and Business Conference, listeners, that's going to be held on October 18th at San Diego City College.
Yes. Miriam, we partner with higher education institutions in order to focus on the educational aspect of what we need to be exposed to about the continent. We will feature a speaker that will talk about Ebola, the Ebola virus.
Yeah, I understand that's the United Nations representative, Dr. Eric Kashambuzi?
Dr. Kashambuzi will speak on development issues, and he is a consultant to the United Nations in New York, but he is a Ugandan, mm-hmm. and he was educated. His postgraduate education was at mm-hmm. UC Berkeley. And his involvement, he is the author of 10 books or more, and he is an expert on development.
So yes. I see he's going to be talking about business trade missions to African
yes.
nations, agricultural developments, and efforts to combat the Ebola virus.
Yes. We are very pleased to have a doctor, Dr. Butera from Alvarado Hospital, who will give us more insight on the virus, how it's contracted, and we will have open discussion about some of the things that we as a country are doing to alleviate or to help us to, one, understand more about the virus, mm-hmm. and two, to alleviate some of the fears about having that virus come to our country.
Right. You don't catch it by casual contact, for example.
No, you do not. And also the efforts for screening, sometimes the government will move into that, mm-hmm. but
yeah, I've heard they're going to start screenings in 5 of the major airports in the United States now. That's the news as of this week.
Regarding
screening people who are coming in from the countries that are known to have Ebola outbreaks
already. Exactly. So we will have an open discussion, question and answers on this Ebola virus with an expert in the field.
Well, very good. Now let's get to perhaps the most exciting news of all. Tell us a little bit about the presentation that's going to be done there by Atmospheric Water Solutions, which is a Honolulu-based company that has a technology being used over there in Hawaii already to yes. create drinkable water from air.
This is the most exciting, futuristic kind of technology because we must look at solutions that will deal with future solutions. We know that the past solutions have not alleviated the problems of giving water to the people, and we perhaps can look to a new way of doing this. Mm-hmm. And everybody has air. Someone asked, well, does that mean we have to choose between breathing and drinking? The answer is no. We believe that this technology will go a very long way in supporting giving people sustainable, alkaline drinkable water in ways that will not require digging a well or even buying a water tank to capture and hold water. It regenerates every 24 hours.
So can you tell us a little bit about how the technology works and roughly what it would cost to produce enough drinking water for, say, a household or a city?
We focus on the rural areas, so we are looking at the smaller, more affordable technology, mm-hmm. and that's what the blessing is. This is affordable technology. For about $3,000, we can generate up to 8 gallons of water on a 24-hour basis, mm-hmm. and this water is pure, safe, alkaline, and drinkable water. The next bump up would allow 24 gallons of water to be created in 24 hours. Mm-hmm. So for, say, a clinic or a larger facility that would want a little more, but the cost is right. We've been exposed to this technology, and to get it for a city, we're talking a small village, mm-hmm. $500,000, and we knew that that would not suffice. We couldn't even begin to look at it.
Right.
But now that the cost has come down, it's affordable.
Very interesting.
And the people in Honolulu are actually getting off the grid. They are producing safe water for their homes.
Yeah. Now Honolulu is in a very humid environment. Does the technology work in a climate that's typically drier, such as here in San Diego? Would it work in East County?
That was the first question that we asked when we wanted to vet and learn more about the technology. And yes, we have adequate humidity. If you walk out in the morning and you see the dew that's on your grass, that is enough to make this technology available.
Very interesting. Well, certainly here in California, we're seeing some towns in Northern California that have run completely out of water. People that do not have a drop when they turn on the spigot right now. And it could happen, you know, potentially other places. I know there's been concerns about groundwater depletion in parts of East County. So it seems like this might be something that could hold promise for some of those areas.
It is absolutely technology that we should expose ourselves to, because the Colorado River is not going to continue to support us. Northern California has said no to Southern California, and we must look at newer technology and better ways to supply ourselves with the water that we need.
Very good. So if they come to the conference, which again is, it's called the Africa Trade and Business Conference, October 18th, San Diego City College, will they see an actual demonstration of how this works?
Yes, they will, Miriam. We actually have a machine that will be here, and we will plug that machine in the morning, and people that participate in the conference can drink the water that we have right here in our own air.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, it certainly sounds like a wonderful opportunity to learn an awful lot about water issues, creating water from air, as well as you've mentioned, about the Ebola virus and some of the other things of interest to people involved in trade and business with Africa, or who are interested in getting into that, I would imagine, too.
Yes, and it exposes our young people to thinking outside of the box. It gives our youth an opportunity to see science on the forefront of creating ways of better living for our society.
Very good. Listeners, if you want more information about the conference, and there's a very nominal donation, I understand, requested for that, you can visit waterforchildrenafrica.org. That's www.waterforchildrenafrica.org. Vicki, I want to thank you so much for joining us here on the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ.
I appreciate the opportunity to be on your show and also to see you again.
Well, thank you. Vicki's an old friend. I've known her for many years, and it's just a delight to have you here today.
Thank you.
And to see what wonderful work you're continuing to do.
Thanks.